You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Professional sports today have truly become a global force, a common language that anyone, regardless of their nationality, can understand. University of Michigan professor Andy Markovitz says sports also remains distinctly local, with regional teams and fiercely loyal fans who follow them. Markovitz, who has worked extensively on comparative sports culture in Europe and North America, says players contribute to globalization.
Yes, what we are arguing is that sort of players or actors in these hegemonic sports cultures, in these languages that these sports really are to us, play an inordinate role in actually changing society, or what we call really cosmopolitanizing them. Let me just give you one example, the role of Jackie Robinson in the United States. I actually argue that Jackie Robinson's role could easily be equivalent to or the precursor to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And so the point is this, that these heroes in these major hegemonic sports, and there are very few of these sports, namely sports that people don't only do but really follow, that they have an immense impact in creating a sort of a cosmopolitanization, really enlightening people. So what we're doing is we're looking at how this has happened the world over, how a Pelé has been a global player, how a Kobe Bryant is a global player, how in fact they lead to an enlightening precisely because they are the best of the best at what they do, and people respect their achievement.
The World Cup excites fans throughout the world, but not as much here in the United States, which prefers other sports.
Americans still don't follow soccer the way we follow the Big Four, meaning eating, breathing, thinking, hoping, berating. What people have now come to learn is the World Cup, not soccer, but the World Cup, meaning that the game has been Olympianized. Just like the Olympics, we follow the World Cup every 4 years. So I really think that, and in fact know, that this event is a major, major event also in the United States, but it need not mean that soccer will become equivalent to the Big Four.
Football and hockey have embraced technology, namely instant replay, to help referees make correct calls. Markovitz says he does not expect soccer to incorporate replays.
I think this is very unlikely to happen because soccer is ruled and run by even elites than other sports. And the game is so immensely popular that even though millions of us are moaning and griping and want change, we still continue to watch the game religiously. I don't see any changes forthcoming, which I find really problematic. Every cultural good, whatever it is, has a clear affinity to it by its traditionalists who believe that any change is blasphemous. I really think it's outrageous that this unbelievably important cultural good called soccer in the 21st century is run by 19th century rules and technologies. The game was officiated in 1880 England. I think that's ridiculous. The game is way too fast, way too athletic. The field is way too big for the officials to really see what's going on. And here you are, I go to these stadiums and on television, and everybody in the world sees the missed call immediately. The only ones who don't are the officials, and there's no recourse. The minute they whistle it, they cannot overturn it. And I think some serious, serious travesties have happened, and I just don't see why they should.
Markovitz is the Thurlow Niall Professor and the Carl W. Deutsch Collegiate Professor of Comparative Politics and German Studies at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.